Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
As Kevin in the chat says, let's let the fireworks off already. I feel good today. What's up? Happy 4th of July to all of you out there. This is your daily, and I mean daily, sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. As you can see, your boy is back in the friendly confines. We are back from the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and we have not missed a day, not one, since December of 2020. And we're not just about to start on this holiday. Quickly, a little housekeeping before we get to the stars of the show. Yesterday, kind of a ho-hum day. Buckets coming through for us, however, a 2-0 day. And trust and believe, he let me know on the Twitter machine. And all of you that back Buckets, believe me, I'm going to have something for you very, very, very soon. Now, today on CBS Sports HQ, just because it's a holiday does not mean the crew will not show up. The maestro working hard for all of us today, 1:30 Eastern, 6 o'clock Eastern. Then, of course, Zach Attack will join at Maestro at 6 p.m. Eastern tonight. It's kind of the baseball is spread throughout the day. Also, one other programming note. Because of the holiday, we've adjusted the start time today to the early wedge. John Deere Classic. We will be live at noon Eastern time. Just me and the counselor this week and a surprisingly good field in the John Deere Classic. It's 2 weeks before the Open. So they're getting a lot of good names. We'll break all that down for you. We've been having a pretty good year. And I had the winner last week, Ricky Fowler, too, here in CBS Sports HQ. So with all the housekeeping being done, it is the 4th of July. It's one of the great holidays of the entire year. Patriotism just boils through our veins. So when I called the crew and I said, I need you to show up, they answered the phone, a little ring-a-ding-ding. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. Mikey B is here. Zach Attack is here. Miserable Matt the Sniper is here on July 4th. Where, gentlemen, this is, Matty, the baseball holiday. It just feels good today, does it not?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a big part of the holiday for me. As it's always, you think about the fireworks, cooking out, and the baseball. And I'm sorry that I didn't wear red, white, or blue today, but I did show what we do when you watch the Early Edge. You win daily here.
Oh, snap. Zach Attack, what does July 4th mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. We've got a park right here in the neighborhood, so I always get together with everybody here. And then, of course, the family time.
Mikey B, what do you do on July 4th?
My wife is trying to keep the kids quiet here for half an hour. So we're gonna do a lot of playing and a lot of having fun later on today.
And I will be at the beach. I live about 8-10 minutes from the beach. Me and my kids will be there later today. Can't wait for that. But you know what also we think about on July 4th? We think about one thing, gorging yourself. Coney Island, the hot dog eating contest. And so today, they take center stage one more time. And when you see that face, you wonder, how many more years does Joey Chestnut have in him? So here is what the totals are today. 72.5, and it's even money. Minus 115 both ways. The world record, you can vote on that too. Why? Because he dominates. It's not even really a contest at this point. Both the female, Miki Sudo, and Joey Chestnut, gentlemen, minus 5,000 to win. Anybody betting that? Minus 5,000 to win today? Not this cat. All right, Zach, you're going to the park. You'll probably have a few hot dogs today. Where are you going on either one of these plays today?
Well, I'm going to set my line for 2.5. So seeing that 72.5 and 76.5 is a little out there. But I think AB touched on this on Friday's show, and you already have the world record, the competition. He's so far up in advance. He's going to win it. You can look at the odds, minus 5,000. He's going to win it. I don't think he needs to break his world record. Maybe he wants to, but I don't think he needs to. So I'm going to go under 72.5 hot dogs.
15 titles, 7 straight for Joey Chestnut. So, Mikey B, where are you heading today?
I just want to say it's a highlight of my career to be giving out picks about guy eating hot dogs. So this is new for me. I did do a lot of research. Now, he only ate 63 hot dogs last year, but we had some extenuating circumstances. He had a leg injury, and he put a guy who rushed onto the stage in a headlock, which he said he could have eaten at least 5 more hot dogs had he not had to go WWE on that guy. Prior to that, he had eaten at least 74 hot dogs in 3 of the last 4 years. Low 70s in the forecast today, dry. It is going to be humid, though. But listen, this is America, okay? As Coach says, we don't like unders. We want to see people eat. I'm not taking the under. So let's go over 72.5 hot dogs.
Near and dear to my heart. Thank you, Mikey B.
Gotcha.
Not giving us an under.
No.
But we, alas, have one more person to go. Sniper, where are you going today?
I'm going all the way up over the world record so we can get all that plus money. Look, I'm very familiar with Joey Chestnut because he lives in Westfield, Indiana right now, and that's about an 8 to 10 minute drive this way. Like, Coach, just like you're going to the beach, I could go see Joey Chestnut a little bit that way. Nobody knows if that's true or not, but it is. And yeah, I did all that research, and Mikey B just stole my thunder. It was the last 4 years, 74, 71, 75, 76, and then only 63 last year, but they had the protester in the headlock, and he was in a walking boot. He said he was in pain during the competition. And, you know, one thing that was mentioned earlier by Zach Attack is he wins every single year. He's basically competing against himself. So what is the goal here? The goal is to set a record. So we're going over 76.5 with all that plus money.
Chad says, Sniper, where is the chestnut hat behind you?
I actually don't have one of those. I need to hop over to Westfield and get one.
There you go. There you go. A couple of things in the chat right now. My nemesis, speaking of Indiana, Sniper, Buckets is in the chat. Today is a busy day in the MLS. Several soccer games today. If you have any questions, put them into the chat. Buckets will answer them in real time. Also, Aussie Miko 1 says, I'm up at midnight in Australia to watch the show. Love it, but never get to see it live. Would love a shout out. Aussie Miko 1, here is your shout out. Thank you for watching us at midnight. If you wait a couple hours, Maestro's show starts around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. If you've been watching for a while, you get that inside joke. All right, so we made it through the hot dog portion of the show, but this is a busy, busy holiday when it comes to baseball, and we'll get to that as soon as we tell you where we show up every single day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Shout out to Eric in the chat. Says, happy 4th, Coach, crew, and the fam. By the way, if you win today, we've been having a really good time donating to Pause for People. And I got a really nice note. Eric is a part of that as well. So if you win today and you want to pay it forward, that would be a very nice thing to do. Pause for People is the organization. All right. Now, Sniper, I'm coming to you first because I do not want Mikey B to steal your thunder again. All right. The man who is leading all of baseball in our hearts on the diamond, hitting home runs, is one Shohei Ohtani. By the way, Buckets, go ahead and throw in your pick in the chat while we're doing this. Pick the prop. So he's plus 225 today. Peter Alonso, plus 275. He just announced that once again, he will participate in the Home Run Derby. Love that. And then, of course, Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, plus 300. I got my Perez hat on today. Sniper, where are we going?
Yeah, we're going to go right to Ohtani. You know, it's anything over 200 at this point. He's the major league leader with 31 home runs. He actually has 16 in his last 26 games. So, you know, we could also say 3 in his last 5 games, but also didn't hit one last night. So if you think, oh, he's hit too many in a row, you know, last night was a little bit of evening out. Time for him to get back on the horse today. He is facing a righty, so that's good. It's Joe Musgrove. He's a very, very good pitcher. But it's not like he can't be gotten for the home run. He was about league average in a home run rate allowed in the last couple of years. So he can be gotten to. Plus, the Padres in the bullpen have had some leaky innings. And, you know, they've had a few meltdowns in late innings. So even if it gets in the late innings, I think we've still got a shot with this one.
And I will tell you this, that finally, it took a little while, but the weather out here in Southern California, the stadium's about 60 miles from where I live and sitting right now. It's hot, Sniper. It is hot.
Nice.
It is muggy for California. So that plays right into your pick. I love it down in San Diego. So we got one for Ohtani. Chad says in the chat, he goes, can we have Buckets mispronounce Ohtani in the chat just for old time's sake? I think that'd be very, very funny. All right, Zach Attack, where are we going today?
I'm going to go with Salvador Perez, Salvi P, plus 300. He had the day off yesterday, but they brought him in as a potential pinch hitter in the ninth inning because they were threatening a little bit against the Minnesota Twins. Didn't make it to the batter's box, only was on the on deck because the third out actually happened. But you look at him this year, this is the third series against the Twins. He's been very successful, has a hit in all the games. So I think that day off yesterday, he stayed ready yesterday. He has a chance today to get a home run.
All right. Jess says, forget hot dogs. How many fiery shrimp can Sniper eat at St. Elmo's?
You can't go fast on those, man. They like right here. It gets your sinuses and clears you out. What if I had 10 minutes?
How many?
Ten or so. Yeah, I could go
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I love St. Elmo's. God, I love St. Elmo's. All right, Mikey B, with the kids being very, very quiet, where are we going on Pick the Prop?
I'll be make it three picks for three different analysts. I'll go Pete Alonso. I like him against Zach Davies. Now, the big thing here, this game is in Arizona. Now, since the start of the 2021 season, Alonso has hit 63 home runs on the road compared to just 39 at home. Now, Davies has been pretty good this year. He's only given up 3 home runs in 42 and two-thirds innings, but that's kind of an anomaly for him. He allowed at least 1.4 home runs per nine inning in both the last two seasons. So I think Pete Alonso goes deep tonight.
How cool was it that he did the interview during the game the other night, Sniper, and talked about the home run derby during the game? I thought that was pretty cool.
And that's where he made the announcement officially that he was going to be in it. He was the two-time defending champ going into last year, ran into a buzzsaw in round two against Julio Rodriguez. Alonso would be a good bet to – well, wait, we don't want to give out any spoilers because we'll have a home run derby show, right?
You're damn right we will. Every single big event moving forward, everyone, we will have a separate episode for you for that event. Doesn't matter what it is. We're going to do that for you because we're growing and we want to step on every single person along the way. Bring everybody to the early edge. Now, if you're not a Sportsline member, what in the world are you doing? What are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid because yesterday I followed all the simulations. 10 games, I hit 9 out of 10, whether it was a total or whether it was a side. I just followed it and oh, that was very, very nice. Very, very nice. So use the promo code TROPHY. I'm going to give you your first 30 days for $1. Then after that, you can be using house money because you'll be winning. Because as Sniper says, we win daily. Now, before we get to our board, because we're very, very close, I got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's one more word from one of our incredible partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What a shock. Buckets takes Jorge Soler, and then he says, I'm scared of the play. He's scared to show his face is what he's scared to do. I tell you what, Buckets is on his last legs as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, he can hit 60, 70%. I don't care about that. I care about the disrespect. Now, I've got two plays. I'm starting. We're going to catch with the coach today. I'm going to start. Boys, that's all right. I've got three plays. I'm going to give you two right now because this game starts in less than an hour. Reds, Nationals. What do we say here on the Early Edge when it's Patrick Corbin Day? We just bet against them. But today, you've got a pitcher on the red side that hasn't pitched since last, let me check my notes. They're all last September. And in an ode to a man I used to work with in the WWE, we have Brett Kennedy. That's Kennedy. You know if you're a wrestling fan. So we're going to go over 10. It's even money. Now, I happened to just look moments ago, and Prop Stars was on this play last night at over 9.5. So it pays to be a member. You could have got this last night at 9.5. I don't think it's going to be an issue. I still like the over 10. And then my other total today, we're going to the desert, Arizona, the Mets and the Diamondbacks. Now, you got two pitchers here that their ERAs are robust. They've been getting hit pretty well, and I think both offenses are going to erupt today. I'll take the over 9 at minus 125. All right, Mikey B, I would like nothing better on a July 4th. I gave you two totals. I would love two props, if you don't mind.
I got you. I relish the opportunity. Oh, sorry.
My man.
All right, so we'll go to the Mets-Diamondbacks game and take Brandon Nimmo to record a run at minus 125 on FanDuel. He has scored at least one run in 8 of his last 11 games. He had a 388 on-base percentage during that span. For the season, he has a 372 on-base, but on the road, he's just under 400 at 398 on-base on the road. Like I said, Davies has not pitched well. He has a 1.62 whip this season. He's given up at least 6 runs in 3 of his last 4 starts. So with how often Nimmo gets on base, I think he crosses home plate at least one time. And then we're going to do a strikeout prop. This one, Logan Gilbert over 5.5 strikeouts when the Mariners take on the Giants. Now, I got this at plus 110 on FanDuel earlier this morning. It's all over the place in different books. I saw minus 110 on DraftKings. I think I saw minus 131 on Caesar. So there's a lot of different odds here. So shop around. Reason why I like it, Giants have struck out the second most times in baseball. Starters against them have struck out at least 6 batters in 6 of the last 8 games that the Giants have played. 2 of those starting pitchers had 12 strikeouts each. Gilbert has at least 6 strikeouts in 10 of 16 starts this season. He's also gone at least 6 innings in 10 of his 16 starts, so he gives the Mariners a lot of depth. Pitches deep into a game against a team that misses a lot of balls. Let's do Logan Gilbert over 5.5 strikeouts.
And look what you have started also, Mikey B. Raving Derelict says, I'm late. I need to catch up.
Oh, he's hot-dogging it.
All right, yeah. We go from one strikeout prop to another. We go west to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Zach Attack, talk to me.
All right, let's go with another pitching strikeout prop. We're going to go Lucas Giolito over 5.5 strikeouts. This is minus 130 on DraftKings. And this is a pitcher that's hot in the pitching prop market right now. He's threw 10 strikeouts 2 starts ago, his last start against the Angels. He threw 9 strikeouts, and he's thrown 7 or more strikeouts in 4 of his past 5 starts. Now, this is one of those matchups where you anticipate Giolito getting in trouble with the matchup. The Toronto Blue Jays have given him all types of trouble last year, 2 starts against them. Gave up 7 runs in one, 6 runs in the other. But he's the type of pitcher that can shake off giving up runs as he did in one of those outings. Only lasted 4 2/3, still had 8 strikeouts. So we're not looking for him to win. We're just looking for him to deliver. I think he's going to give up some runs, but he's also going to be able to get out of those innings with strikeouts. And he's going to go over 5.5 Ks.
Well, he looked really, really good against the Angels last week. I watched the entire game. And maybe he's starting to get his mojo back. And maybe today will help with that. Zach, I love the explanation. I love the play. All right, I've got one more play before I get to the sniper. And I saw Alicia in the chat, and she's all over the Cubs today. And Rick says, don't do it. The Cubs are terrible. Alicia, don't do it. Because I've got the Brewers on the other side on the money line, minus 121. Wade Miley is on the bump. Now, his last outing, not great. But before that, his previous 2, 11 innings, zero runs. He's been pitching pretty well. And oh, by the way, the Cubs, they do stink. They've lost seven of their last eight. They can't win right now. And you're going to give me the Brewers? If I was on the mound at minus 121, I would play it. So take the Brewers, and you can thank me later. All right. Now, speaking of Jorge Soler from Buckets in the chat, and by the way, I know he was talking trash last night on social media about how many hot dogs that he can eat, which is probably part of the reason he's not on the show this morning. But Jorge Soler, sniper, plays for the Miami Marlins. And I think you would like nothing more than for him to help you with your pick today. You're up.
Yeah, that's true, especially since I just had to hear about how much my favorite team sucks, because they do, the Cubs. I need to get a microphone installed to come down here. After you said the Mr. Kennedy thing, I wanted to pull down.
Right? Oh, you remember that?
Of course.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway, since I'm miserable about the Cubs, I'm going to pick on the Cardinals. That's the best I can do to try to even things out right now. And I'm specifically going to pick on Adam Wainwright. Good dude, long career, not a Hall of Famer, but a Hall of the Very Good guy. He definitely should have retired with Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols last year, specifically Molina, because in his career, Wainwright had a 3.25 ERA pitching to Molina. It's 4.42 pitching to everybody else, more than a run worse, almost 1.2 runs worse with anybody other than Yadi catching him. This year, it's a 7.45 ERA. He's up into his 40s. Look, man, I'm up into my 40s too. I know how tough it is to try to perform athletic feats at our age. You can't be doing this anymore, Wainwright. You need to just retire. In the meantime, the Marlins are going to try to retire you today. I'm going Marlins in the first five on this one. Look, Wainwright's going to get knocked around early. His season low in runs allowed is three. He's given up at least three every single time. He's averaging 4.3 a game. His season high in innings pitch is 6 1/3. He's averaging 4 2/3 innings. Basically, he's going to get crushed in the first five innings. The Marlins hit 271 at home. Cardinals are worse offensively on the road. They hit 240 on the road. Their OPS is 64 points lower on the road. They're facing Jesus Luzardo of the Marlins today, who has thrown 13 1/3 scoreless in his last two times out. He has a 2.65 ERA at home. The main thing on Luzardo, and one of the reasons I took the first five, in addition to Sia not being here, and I wanted to do a first five to kind of pick up for Sia, but in Luzardo's 17 starts, he's only allowed seven runs the first time through the order. He only allows a 185 batting average the first time through. And if he throws well, which I think he will, that means he gets about through the first time through the order in three innings. So we're almost home to the first five play.
That means a lot to see. I know somewhere it warms his heart that somebody is carrying the first five torch, and that man is the sniper. Couple of things I got to hit on. You know, sometimes you read things, guys, and you can't unread them, and you can't undo them in your mind. Mm-hmm. So somebody in the chat asked Buckets if he has OnlyFans.
Oh, boy.
What do we do with that? What do we do with that?
Can we delete comments? Can we do that?
Can we delete comments? Oh, and he just laughed at it, which means that he's actually thinking about it.
It's just going to make me more miserable, I'll tell you that.
I think it would make all of us miserable. The other positive is an interesting question from Jeff. And he says, of all the cappers, all the members of the crew at Early Edge, and I want an answer from all three of you, and Zach, I'm going to start with you. Who do you think would win in hot dog eating contest?
I'm going to have to go with the maestro, because, you know, when you get him into a contest, just like last year in Nashville, he's always the underdog. He's always going to come through in the clutch. I got to go with the maestro.
Why are you taking shots at me? That hurts, Zach. That hurts. My elbow. I mean, I had a horrible elbow that particular day. True story. Had to get surgery. I'm kidding. Sniper. Who do you think would win a hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, I don't know everybody's meat eating habits, so it's tougher, but I'm a meatitarian, so I'll just go with myself.
Wow, Sniper's betting on himself. In the chat, who do you think? Any member of the crew, who do you think would win? Tap it in the chat. I want to know. Mikey B, who do you think would win?
Well, trying to think about this from an analytical perspective, maybe we got to go with somebody younger because they can still eat a lot. So maybe Amex. Yeah. Maybe Amex. He's the youngest. He, you know, his stomach still probably can stretch. The rest of us, we can't move around too much. So let's take Amex as the sleeper.
I did not believe in the – yeah, Zach, go.
Hey, and you got to remember, Larry would be eating the vegan hot dogs too.
Cheating. No, he's out.
No, he makes sure that they came from a kosher place. Every time
people brought up AB, I'll go with AB.
AB, yeah. I think he'd be very sneaky how good he would be. But it is true, as you get a little bit older, I'm into my 40s now, aging like a fine wine, I might add. And I can't eat nearly as much as I could when I was in my 20s. It's very true. So maybe AB, maybe hashtag Money Mags. That will make it onto a T-shirt, by the way. By the way, in the next week or two, I've been teasing it. We're going to have a little soft launch of our merch show, or merch store, rather. And you guys are going to love it. The designs are amazing. The merchandise is going to be amazing. And we're going to drop the first couple in the next 2 weeks or so. So stay tuned for that. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the Snake, also working on a holiday. Thank you, Snake. Zach Attack, Lucas Giolito, over 5.5 Ks, minus 130. Then Mikey B, two big plays. Let's go Brandon Nemo to record a run, minus 125. And Mike's pick, Logan Gilbert, over 5.5 Ks, plus 110. Then the Sniper, one big play so far. Of course, you never know. So you need to follow him at Sportsline. Marlins, first five. Let's lay that half. Bring the number down to minus 125. Then if you're going to cash with me, we're going to do it three times today. Brewers money line minus 121. Reds Nationals starts at 11:05. So in less than 40 minutes, get it in. And then Mets Diamondbacks a little bit later today. So you got plenty of time there. Over 9 minus 125. But remember, on totals, you don't want to wait, because if it goes up a half a run, that's significant when you're talking about baseball totals. A reminder, a special start time today, noon p.m. Eastern. So in about an hour and a half, me and the counselor, with the early wedge as we break down the John Deere Classic and all things golf betting. We got you covered top to bottom, left to right. All right. I want you all to be safe out there. Be safe with the fireworks. Be safe with the family. If you're going to be on the water, keep an eye on everybody, because we want you all back here tomorrow morning ready to go, because we're here every single day. So with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these 4th of July tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lobo, Zach Attack, Sniper, Mikey B, Snake on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach, trying to keep this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.